Alright guys, so I'm back, and I do want to apologize for being away from the podcast for so long. It's just I had a lot going on in my personal life, and you know, I didn't want to keep giving you podcasts every day while I was crying, I was emotional, and all those things, and I just recorded a whole podcast and had to delete it because somebody called my phone and just ruined it, so I'm re-recording. But you know, I'm here to talk about where I've been, why I haven't been present. You know, I didn't want to keep giving you guys podcasts. I'm crying every day and being emotional and you guys looking at me like, okay, what the heck is going on with that girl? Is she going to be good or whatever? A lot was going on and a lot is still going on, which is why I haven't been as present and don't want to give you guys podcasts because I'm trying to. It's not even about me healing anymore. It's more so just trying to get through this tough time. You know, my anxiety, my depression is not good right now. It's all over the place. It's not in a good space. Mentally, I'm just not as good as I should be. But I do want to go back just a little bit because I think the last couple times I did talk to you guys, I was telling you guys about, like, how, well, before I even get into what I'm about to tell you, let me say this. So, my depression and anxiety has nothing to do with the COVID-19 virus. My depression and anxiety was bad before this virus started. I just want to put that out there because I know some people are dealing with anxiety and depression because of the virus. But for me, this has been a lifelong thing for me. So it's been a lifetime for me of having the anxiety and depression, you know, since I was like in my 20s. So, my early 20s. So anyway, I just want to get back on track, but I just want to say that that's not why I'm feeling the way I am. I've been had this feeling. It's just getting worse, and it's nothing to do with the virus. But yes, I do want to backtrack now and say that yes. So I told you guys I was talking to people. You know, I made a mistake. I broke with my ex. It's been like a month. I started talking to other people, not because I never cared about him, not because I never loved him, not because I was trying to just like, oh, the hell with him, let me just move on. It was nothing like that. It was just like, in a sense, me and his relationship pretty much, it was over. We knew, in my eyes, it was over. We were just staying together we were staying together, but I think we both knew it was over. It had been over probably for a long time, but we were just in it. I don't know, because I guess we didn't want to let each other go. Anyway, so I was talking to people. One of the guys I hung out with for a while, he was a loser. I dated him, deleted him, blocked him, moved on. And there was another guy that I was hanging out with, but he was just I don't even want to talk about him. He was the same thing, loser. And then I rekindled something with a guy friend of mine. His name is, I'm not going to say his name. Oops. Beep. He knows his name if he ever reads this podcast. Or if he ever listens to this podcast, not read it. Sorry. So anyway, me and him rekindled like our friendship when I used to work at Kroger like years ago. I was like probably 18, 19, 20, maybe at Kroger. I don't know. But I worked at Kroger, which is a grocery store. Because I know some of you may not know, like, what is Kroger? Because I know every state and every city has different grocery stores. So Kroger is a grocery store I worked at. Me and him kind of rekindled our friendship. We started talking really heavy. We've been talking a lot lately. I don't know where that's going to go. Like, we kind of had, like, a little falling out last night. And it's just, we haven't even really been speaking today. And it's not, it's just because I don't even want to get into really why we're not speaking. Let's just say we had a disagreement. But the point is, like, I do like him a lot. And I guess he wanted us to see where things could go. But I don't know what's going to happen with that whole. I don't know what's going to happen with that whole situation, guys. I don't know. It's like a part of me wants to go there. But then a part of me doesn't. Because I'm still, like, I don't know, still dealing with things. And I don't want you guys to be like, wait a minute, didn't you just got a breakup? I will say this. I don't have feelings for my ex anymore. Our relationship, in my opinion, was over before we broke up. In my mind, it was already over because he was had one foot out the door. I had one foot out the door. And we were both like, you know what? We should probably end this. So, and then we finally broke up because we realized that it just wasn't working. And we both had a foot out the door. We were no longer, to me, I think we always had love. We had love for each other, but that just the part of, like, you know how you have to like your partner too. I think that started to kind of go out the window because we were just two different people. So there's no way to shade him. There's no way to say he was a bad guy or whatever. Just that it didn't work out. And me talking to other people had nothing to do with, oh, I'm trying to get back him. I'm trying to move on and get over it. It was just that relationship, in my opinion, had already died months ago. But we were just coming to the realization of it in February. But anyway, so moving on from that. my thoughts have just been so bad, guys. And I really haven't had an outlet to really talk about it. Like, I don't really sit on here and talk about some of the things that go through my mind. You know, I wish I could really reach out to you guys. I wish I could just tell you guys more. But it's like, I'm trying to keep my personal life private a little bit. And I'm also trying to keep myself together. But mine is all those relationships. Because I really don't understand what's, I don't really know what's next for me in my life. Or if me and my quote-unquote friend will work out our differences. But we probably will speak again. We may not. I don't know. You know, I'm not, like, in charge of that anymore. It's just, like, it's up to him, I guess. I don't know. Not really why I wanted to like do this whole podcast with you guys. I just wanted to kind of catch you up, but really I want to talk about the anxiety and depression. It's gotten really bad, guys. Like, I'm to the point of like I've had suicidal thoughts of wanting to kill myself. I don't have a plan to go through with anything, but it's just gotten so bad. Like, it went from a place of, oh my God, it's going to be okay, to a place of, I don't know if I want to do this anymore, to a place of me having thoughts of being on top of a rooftop building, walking across it and looking over the ledge, because I'm just tired, guys, honestly. It's like, I talked to my therapist a week ago, and she was like, do you have an outlet? Who do you talk to? I said, I talked to my mom and dad a little bit, and she's like, do you tell your friends, your employers? I was like, why would I tell my... I work at a counseling office. Why would I tell my boss, hey, I have a mental health problem, so she can fire me, because she's going to say, well, you have a mental health issue. Why are you working at a counseling office? You know, and when I took the job originally, it was to help others. But now sitting here, it's like, it's been hard to deal with my own stuff. So it's hard for me to want to help others when I'm dealing with my own stuff and nobody really knows and I'm keeping it kind of hidden under the rug, you know, from the world. And she was like, do you talk to your friends? And I said no, because who wants to sit down with their friends and go, hey, I'm having this issue. I don't want my friends that deep in my business. Some people do tell their friends if they have a mental health issue. I choose not to, because I don't want my friends to be so involved in my personal life to that extent. Like, I don't want to worry anybody. I don't want anybody feeling like, oh, Sherelle's the suicidal crazy one. Like, no, it's just I have a lot going on. So no, I don't talk to my friends about it. I don't talk to my coworkers about it, and I don't have support from them, because I don't want support from them, because it's none of their business. I'm just keeping things to myself, kind of. You know, I was just having dinner, and I told my mom how I've been having these suicidal thoughts, and she was just like, well, you need to be around other people. And I'm like, it's hard to do that when we're going through this kind of quarantine. We can't leave the house to go to the store, to the grocery store, and then come back home, so it's nobody for me to really reach out to. I don't have that outlet. I don't have that person that I can just be like, oh, I'm going through this, help me, you know. And I did, like I said, I was telling my friend, the one I just told you about, quote unquote, I'm doing quotation marks with my fingers, even though you can't see them, or my hands. But anyway, I've told him a little bit about what's going on. Like, he's been supportive, but I don't think he's gonna stay around, just because I feel like I'm too much for him. And I've been really, like, this is the worst my anxiety and depression has ever been. I mean, ever in the years that I've had it, this is, like, the worst it's ever been. Like, I feel like it's never been this bad. So, I don't want to bring other people down because of things that I'm going through. And I feel like I don't want to bring him into my life like this. You know, and it's hard, because even though, like, me and him talk every day, he's great. I do talk about a lot of stuff with him, but I feel like he can't help me. You know, we're all quarantined to the house right now. What can he do? He can't, like, hang out with me and, like, you know what I'm saying? It's tough. So, yeah, I do talk to him about it. I talk to my mom and dad about it. But as far as anybody else, I haven't really talked to anybody else about it, but besides my therapist. But it's been tough, guys. It's just been so tough on me. And I've, like, wanted to, like, talk to you guys for so long and tell you what's going on with me. And I don't want anybody to worry and be like, oh, she need to call the suicidal hotline. I'm good. I don't have a plan to go through with anything, but I have been having suicidal thoughts, and I have been really depressed. I have been really sad. I've been crying a lot. I've been emotional. I've been all over the place, and it's been tough. But I promise you, I'm not gonna cry when I'm not gonna cry doing this podcast. I know I always cry, but today I'm like, don't cry. I'm not gonna cry, but it's been hard. It has been hard. Like, it's been tough. It's hard for me to be a good mom when I'm like this. It's hard to be a good employee. It's hard to be a good daughter. It's hard to be a good cousin, a good sister, whatever. I'm not nobody. Well, I don't have siblings, but I'm just saying, it's hard to be a good granddaughter. It's hard to be a good everything as a person that I'm trying to be when I'm like this, you know, because this is like a everyday battle, and it's like, it never gets better. It just keeps spiraling out of control. I have these good days where everything seems to go great, and then one thing happens, and oh, that's just it. Or I just have days where, like, it just feels like it's never gonna get better, or like it's never gonna end. And like, I've tried so many things. Like, I went from listening to sermons every day to, you know, listening to sermons every day to, I don't know, I've tried it all. I've prayed. I've done so many things. And I don't know. The crazy part is, now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, guys, like, I literally prayed to God about the kind of man I wanted. I said I want a good Christian man and all these things. And it's funny because right around that prayer time, that's how I rekindled things with the guy that I used to talk to. So I think that's ironic. Also because he goes to church and he's prays and he reads the Bible, he's all these good things. I'm like, oh my God, is that a sign? But I don't know. I just feel like I'm too much of a mess for anybody right now. Like, I feel like nobody's gonna stay while I'm like this. Nobody's gonna say, hey, I wanna be around you. Nobody's gonna say, I don't know. And that's where, like, the part of, like, oh my God, guys, I said I was not going to cry doing this podcast, but look at me wiping tears, but I'm going to try to clean it up. But that's where the part comes in, where I'm just like, that's why I feel alone, because I feel like I don't have that outlet. I don't have anybody that, and I feel like people that come into my life when I do open up about my anxiety and depression and mental health, some people can handle it and some people act like they can't. So them are the ones that leave my life because they're like, oh, this is too much, I'm out. You know, and I feel like even with, like I said, with quote-unquote my friend, I feel like he's going to leave too, because he's going to be like, this is way too much. And he's just going to be out, you know? I don't feel like he's going to stay. Like I said, we haven't even really said too much to each other today. And I don't know what's going to happen next, guys. I feel like I can't trust anybody. It's like you want to be open with everybody, but you feel like you can't trust them. Like, you don't, I don't know who genuinely is here for me, or who genuinely is just like using me. Or I don't. When people come into my life, I question, what do they want from me? Are they genuinely a good person? Are they genuinely going to be here for me? Are they genuinely just wanting to know me for me and not just using me, playing games, or talking to other females while they're talking to me? Like, all these things are questionable. This is not even just guys, it's like even in friendships, I have to question, is my friend genuinely my friend? Is my friend genuinely going to be there for me? Is my friend genuinely a good person? Is my friend genuinely just wanting to be my friend for me? And what do they want out of our friendship? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like with everybody, I always have to question. And I think sometimes that's tiring, when you have to question all these things about people around you. So it's hard for me to want to open up to someone about my mental health and my mental illness when I don't know who I can trust, or who's really going to be here, or who's really who they say they are. Like, because I'm going to be real with you, as of lately, the people who I have learned about our mental health, they just haven't been as present with me. I feel like they get, once I start telling them stories, when I do try to make friends over here and I talk to people about my mental ill health, they stay around for a while, and then as soon as I go through a spell, I'm having a moment or a breakdown, it's like, oh, I'm out of here. So it's like, for me, it's like, there is nobody that really has stuck by me and said, hey, Sherelle, no matter what happens, I'm going to stick right here for you, no matter how bad it gets. Like, and I think with mental health, we all need that one person that's just like, hey, I'm here for you. I got you. No matter how bad it gets, I'm not leaving you. I'm not going nowhere. And that's friendships, relationships, whatever you want to call it. Even with your family members, we need that person just to say they're there. I don't know, guys. I just don't feel like I have anybody that will do that. So, I don't know what to do, guys. I don't know. Like, I hope that, you know, in the back of my mind that the people who said they'd always be here will be here, but I can't even see that as being true because, like I said, everybody's proved me wrong, so I don't know. So, I'm sorry about that, guys. I had to cut that short because my daughter came back here crying. She was upset about something, but I don't know. It's fixed now, but I just had to cut that recording off and do another one. So, it'll be like 2 or 3 sections to this recording. I'm sorry. But like I was saying, it's just hard to really know who's genuinely going to be here for you and who's not. So, I don't know. But no, I just feel like right now I'm alone. I don't really have anybody I can talk to about anything. So, I mean, I'm going to talk to you guys, obviously, but... You know, people just don't realize that at the end of the day, when lights go off and when everything's done for the day and you have to lay in that bed at night, that is where the struggle is so real, because that's when your thoughts really just take over you. That's when you're just, you know, that's when it's bad and nobody fully, really gets it. Nobody fully, really understands it. It's especially people with mental health, like we get it. And mental illness, we know, because that's how we deal with things. Like every night, I'm no lie to you guys, when I go to bed at night, I'm crying, I'm emotional, I'm thinking about everything that happened that day or that happened a couple days ago. So it's just so many things going on. Okay, and that's my daughter. Why is your arm itching? Go brush your teeth.
Go brush your teeth. I'm itching.
Okay, so. It's just, it's tough, guys. It's been really tough. All right, go away.
Go away, little bunchkin.
Go brush your teeth. Go tell Nani to itch it. Go away. She is not trying to leave, guys. All right. Come back. I know. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Yes, this is my little bunchkin. I know I said go away, but she's not leaving us. So, she'll be here doing the rest of the podcast, I guess. But, yeah, it's just a lot, guys. And I wish I could really go into more details about my reality. But I think I'm going to have to, like, try to reach out and just find other ways of trying to deal with this. Because... I kind of really do need to talk to someone, so that's what I intend to do, guys. I just intend to talk to someone about everything going on, I guess. But I will keep you guys posted. I mean, of course, I want to say more, but my daughter is like needing me to itch her arm right now. So, but I'll definitely keep you guys updated. It may not be tomorrow or next week, but it'll be soon. But it's just a lot going on, guys. And, honestly, that's enough. And I don't know what else to really say. But it is tough. Alright, Madison, tell Poppy and little Bridget. It is tough, but we just have to get through it. So, no, it's tough. Alright, Snake. So, we just have to deal with it on our own. There's no scratch too much. Last thing. Okay. Yeah, that was just my daughter, guys. Sorry. Jesus. She'll probably be back in a few minutes and tell me to itch her arm because it's what she wants. I'm like, go away. And I was doing that in a playful way, guys. So don't take it as she's mean to her daughter. No, it was like a playful go away. She knows she's welcome in my room and anywhere around me anytime she pleases. But... when I do these podcasts, I do like to have like a quiet moment with you guys one-on-one so I can say everything I want to say in a peaceful, quiet background and stuff. Because sometimes when I don't have that, it's like, I feel like I'm not reaching you guys. But I don't know, guys. I'm just going to end this, but it's tough, but we just have to hang in there. That's all I can say. I don't know what's next for me. I am going to look online at some, like, maybe outlets or something that I can kind of look into doing to kind of help with the depression until I can get on my... Because I don't see my psychiatrist for medication until the 21st, which is another week I have to go without meds. So, I guess I'll just do that. I don't know. But, I don't know what's next, guys. I'll definitely keep you guys posted. Love you all. Thanks for the support. And hopefully I hear from you soon. Peace and love.